This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Dickey. COVID-19 cases continue to rise across the United States and Europe. In the U.S., the states of Oklahoma, Illinois, New Mexico, and Michigan were among states announcing new record highs in daily confirmed cases Saturday, a day after a nationwide daily record of more than 83,000 reported infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. German authorities reported a record one-day total of new coronavirus cases over the weekend. In Italy, officials huddled with regional authorities to determine what new restrictions could be imposed as confirmed cases surpassed 500,000. Elsewhere in Europe, police in Warsaw, Poland, determined used tear gas and pepper spray to disperse protesters angry over new virus restrictions. The Interior Minister on Saturday branded the Naples protests unacceptable. U.S. President Donald Trump assured supporters packed shoulder to shoulder about a trio of rallies Saturday that were rounding the turn on the coronavirus and mocked challenger Joe Biden for raising alarms about the pandemic, despite surging cases around the country and more positive infections at the White House. Vice President Mike Pence plans to maintain an aggressive campaign schedule this week, despite his exposure to a top aide who tested positive for the coronavirus. Pence himself tested negative, according to his office, under Centers for Disease Control and Prevention criteria. The vice president is considered a close contact of his chief of staff, Mark Short, but will not quarantine. His spokesman, Devin O'Malley, said that Pence decided to maintain his travel schedule in consultation with the White House medical unit and in accordance with the CDC guidelines for essential personnel. Those guidelines require that essential workers exposed to someone with the virus closely monitor for symptoms of COVID-19 and wear a mask. This is VOA News. Afghan security forces have killed Abu Musin al-Masri, a senior al-Qaeda leader who was on the Federal Bureau of Investigation's most wanted terrorist list. Afghanistan's National Director of Security confirmed this. Al-Masri has been charged in the United States with having provided material support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization and conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals. Al-Masri, believed to be an al-Qaeda second-in-command, was killed during a special operation in Ghazni province in eastern Afghanistan. The al-Qaeda operative, who also went by the name Hussam Abd al-Ruif, was an Egyptian national, according to the FBI. With the formal debates done and just less than 2 weeks to go before the presidential elections, the candidates are out in battleground states over the weekend. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Who did you vote for today?
I voted for a guy named Trump.
President Trump cast his ballot early in Palm Beach County, Florida, Saturday morning.
It's great to be in Lumberton.
From there, he was on to campaign stops in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin.
10 days, we're going to win the state of North Carolina. And we're going to win 4 more years in the White House.
I will govern as an American president for everybody.
Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigned at a drive-in rally in Pennsylvania, while a group of Trump supporters held a noisy demonstration nearby.
I'll work as hard for those who don't support me as those who do, including those chumps with the microphone out there.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States' first known nest of so-called murder hornets has been discovered in Washington State, and it's being demolished to help protect other insects. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The nest was found in Blaine, Washington, north of Seattle, about the size of a basketball, containing more than 100 of the invasive Asian giant hornets.
I actually heard a hornet buzz over my head.
After tracking a hornet that was tagged with a transmitter attached by dental floss, entomologist Sven Erik Spiesiger was able to locate the nest, which is about to be destroyed.
We will be jamming foam into the entrance and then saran wrapping it so that we can control the release of hornets from the nest.
The hornets can deliver painful stings to people, and there have been deaths in Asia, but their biggest threat is to honeybees, which farmers need to help pollinate crops. I'm Jackie Quinn.
United States, Samsung Group announced that Lee Kun-hee, the charismatic leader of South Korea's biggest conglomerate, died Sunday, 6 years after he was hospitalized for a heart attack. The 78-year-old helped grow his father's trading business into a powerhouse with dozens of affiliates. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.